Today is the 25th day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back. I am Brian. Great to be here with you today. Another day. But this is, you know, this is the ending of a week. So here we are back together, ending of another week. Gathering back together like we did at the beginning of this week. So that we can take this moment to reflect how we did. We were, man, remember when we were looking at this and there was nothing? We were looking out at it all. Now it's all happened. And we told that story. And we get to swing into another brand new fresh start tomorrow. But it's important if we want to grow wise anyway, if we want to become self-aware, that we pay attention to the fact that we have unbelievable power to create our lives. And it's compulsory because it's our life. So, man, taking a minute to reflect back on the last week, probably a good investment, right? So, we do that now. And at some point through the day, make sure to just maybe even journal the highs and lows and get into this rhythm of getting to know yourself through your own patterns. And then you have the keys to make change. So, glad to be here with you doing the same exact thing. Glad to be here with you today. For the final step of this week, Judges, chapters 4 and 5. After Ehud's death, the Israelites again did evil in the Lord's sight. So, the Lord turned them over to King Jabin of Hazor, a Canaanite king. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Hazareth, a Goyim. Sisera, who had 900 iron chariots, ruthlessly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. Then the people of Israel cried out to the Lord for help. Deborah, the wife of Lapidoth, was a prophet who was judging Israel at that time. She would sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel, in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites would go to her for judgment. One day, she sent for Barak, son of Abinoam, who lived in Kadesh in the land of Naphtali. She said to him, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, commands you. Call out 10,000 warriors from the tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun at Mount Tabor, and I will call out Sisera, commander of Jabin's army, along with his chariots and warriors, to the Kishon River. There, I will give you victory over him." Barak told her, "I will go, but only if you go with me." "Very well," she replied. "I will go with you, but you will receive no honor in this venture, for the Lord's victory over Sisera will be at the hands of a woman." So Deborah went with Barak to Kadesh. At Kadesh, Barak called together the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali, and 10,000 warriors went up with him. Deborah also went with him. Now Heber the Kenite, a descendant of Moses' brother-in-law, Hobab, had moved away from the other members of his tribe and pitched his tent by the oak of Zaananim near Kadesh. When Sisera was told that Barak, son of Abinoam, had gone up to Mount Tabor, he called for all 900 of his iron chariots and all of his warriors, and they marched from Harosheth Hagoyim to the Kishon River. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Get ready. This is the day the Lord will give you victory over Sisera, for the Lord is marching ahead of you." So Barak led his 10,000 warriors down the slopes of Mount Tabor into battle. When Barak attacked, The Lord threw Sisera and all his chariots and warriors into a panic. Sisera leaped down from his chariot and escaped on foot. Then Barak chased the chariots and the enemy army all the way to Harosheth Hagoyim, killing all of Sisera's warriors. Not a single one was left alive. Meanwhile, Sisera ran to the tent of Jael, the wife of Haber the Kenite, because Haber's family was on friendly terms with King Jabin of Hazor. Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Come into my tent, sir. Come in. Don't be afraid." So he went into her tent, and she covered him with a blanket. "Please give me some water," he said. "I'm thirsty." So she gave him some milk from a leather bag and covered him again. "Stand at the door of the tent," he told her. "If anybody comes and asks you if there is anyone here, say no." But when Sisera fell asleep from exhaustion, Jael quietly crept up to him with a hammer and a tent peg in her hand. Then she drove the tent peg through his temple and into the ground, and so he died. When Barak came looking for Sisera, Jael went out to meet him. She said, "Come, and I will show you the man you are looking for." So he followed her into the tent and found Sisera lying there dead with the tent peg through his temple. So on that day, Israel saw God defeat Jabin, the Canaanite king. And from that time on, Israel became stronger and stronger against King Jabin until they finally destroyed him. On that day, Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sang this song. Israel's leaders took charge, and the people gladly followed. Praise the Lord. Listen, you kings. Pay attention, you mighty rulers. For I will sing to the Lord. I will make music to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you set out from Seir and marched across the fields of Edom, the earth trembled, and the cloudy skies poured down rain. The mountains quaked in the presence of the Lord, the God of Mount Sinai. In the presence of the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, and in the days of Jael, people avoided the main roads and travelers stayed on winding pathways. There were few people left in the villages of Israel, until Deborah arose as a mother for Israel. When Israel chose new gods, war erupted at the city gates. Yet not a shield or spear could be seen among 40,000 warriors in Israel. My heart is with the commanders of Israel, with those who volunteered for war. Praise the Lord. Consider this, you who ride on fine donkeys, you who sit on fancy saddle blankets, and you who walk along the road. Listen to the village musicians gathered at the watering holes. They recount the righteous victories of the Lord and the victories of his villagers in Israel. Then the people of the Lord marched down to the city gates. Wake up, Deborah. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up and sing a song. Arise, Barak. Lead your captives away, son of Abinoam. Down from Tabor marched the few against the nobles. The people of the Lord marched down against mighty warriors. They came down from Ephraim, a land that once belonged to the Amalekites. They followed you, Benjamin, with your troops. From Machir the commanders marched down. From Zebulun came those who carry a commander's staff. The princes of Issachar were with Deborah and Barak. They followed Barak, rushing into the valley. But in the tribe of Reuben there was great indecision. Why did you sit at home among the sheepfolds to hear the shepherds whistle for their flocks? Yes, and the tribe of Reuben there was great indecision. Gilead remained east of the Jordan. And why did Dan stay home? Asher sat unmoved at the seashore, remaining in his harbors, but Zebulun risked his life, as did Naphtali, on the heights of the battlefield. The kings of Canaan came and fought at Taanach near Megiddo's springs, but they carried off no silver treasures. The stars fought from heaven. The stars in their orbits fought against Sisera. The Kishon River swept them away. That ancient torrent, the Kishon. March on with courage, my soul. Then the horse's hooves hammered the ground. The galloping of Sisera's mighty steeds. Let the people of Meroz be cursed, said the angel of the Lord. Let them be utterly cursed, because they did not come to help the Lord, to help the Lord against the mighty warriors. Most blessed among women is Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. May she be blessed above all women who live in tents. Sisera asked for water, and she gave him milk. In a bowl fit for nobles, she brought him yogurt. Then with her left hand, she reached for a tent peg, and with her right hand, for the workman's hammer. She struck Sisera with the hammer, crushing his head. With a shattering blow, she pierced his temples. He sank. He fell. He lay still at her feet. And where he sank, there he died. From the window, Sisera's mother looked out. Through the window, she watched for his return, saying, Why is his chariot so long in coming? Why don't we hear the sound of chariot wheels? Her wise women answer, and she repeats these words to herself. They must be dividing the captured plunder, with a woman or two for every man. There will be colorful robes for Sisera, and colorful embroidered robes for me. Yes, the plunder will include colorful robes embroidered on both sides. Lord, may all your enemies die like Sisera. But may those who love you rise like the sun in all its power. Then there was peace in the land for 40 years. Luke 22:35-53. Then Jesus asked them, When I sent you out to preach the good news, and you did not have money, a traveler's bag, or an extra pair of sandals, did you need anything? No, they replied. But now, he said, take your money and a traveler's bag, and if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one, for the time has come for this prophecy about me to be fulfilled. He was counted among the rebels. Yes, everything written about me by the prophets will come true. Look, Lord, they replied. We have two swords among us. That's enough, he said. Then accompanied by the disciples, Jesus left the upstairs room and went as usual to the Mount of Olives. There he told them, Pray that you will not give in to temptation. He walked away about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed. Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet I want your will to be done, not mine. Then an angel from heaven appeared and strengthened him. He prayed more fervently, and he was in such agony of spirit that his sweat fell to the ground like great drops of blood. At last he stood up again and returned to the disciples, only to find them asleep, exhausted from grief. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not give in to temptation. But even as Jesus said this, a crowd approached, led by Judas, one of the 12 disciples. Judas walked over to Jesus to greet him with a kiss. But Jesus said, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" When the other disciples saw what was about to happen, they exclaimed, "Lord, should we fight? We brought the swords." And one of them struck at the high priest's slave, slashing off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched the man's ear and healed him. Then Jesus spoke to the leading priests, the captains of the temple guard, and the elders who had come for him. "Am I some dangerous revolutionary," he asked, "that you come with swords and clubs to arrest me? Why didn't you arrest me in the temple? I was there every day." But this is your moment, the time when the power of darkness reigns. Psalm 94. O Lord, the God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, let your glorious justice shine forth. Arise, O Judge of the earth. Give the proud what they deserve. How long, O Lord? How long will the wicked be allowed to gloat? How long will they speak with arrogance? How long will these evil people boast? They crush your people, Lord, hurting those you claim as your own. They kill widows and foreigners and murder orphans. "The Lord isn't looking," they say. "And besides, the God of Israel doesn't care." Think again, you fools. When will you finally catch on? Is he deaf, the one who made your ears? Is he blind, the one who formed your eyes? He punishes the nations. Won't he also punish you? He knows everything. Doesn't he also know what you are doing? The Lord knows people's thoughts. He knows they are worthless. Joyful are those you discipline, Lord, those you teach with your instructions. You give them relief from troubled times until a pit is dug to capture the wicked. The Lord will not reject his people. He will not abandon his special possession. Judgment will again be founded on justice, and those with virtuous hearts will pursue it. Who will protect me from the wicked? Who will stand up for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had helped me, I would soon have settled in the silence of the grave. I cried out, "I am slipping." But your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Can unjust leaders claim that God is on their side? Leaders whose decrees permit injustice? They gang up against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord is my fortress. My God is the mighty rock where I hide. God will turn the sins of evil people back on them. He will destroy them for their sins. The Lord our God will destroy them. Proverbs 14, 3 and 4. A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats him, but the words of the wise keep them safe. Without oxen, a stable stays clean, but you need a strong ox for a large harvest. Father, we thank you for your word another week. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just so grateful. So grateful for everything. Everything that you have provided that allows us to be here in this place and take this next step forward in the scriptures. Thank you for that. And now we leave this week with the Proverbs ringing in our ears. A fool's proud talk becomes a rod that beats them. But the words of the wise keep them safe. Holy Spirit, come. May we become wise. Speak the words of the wise, that we might be kept safe. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are the topics. The topics of discussion right now. So we are at the end of a week, and as we prepare to begin the next week, we're preparing to move into a whole brand new home for Daily Audio Bible. A place that's taken 5 years to build from a blank page, and it has been an odyssey. It has been a burden. It has been a trial. It has been exhilarating. It has been heavenly. It's been an everything. It's been everything. And it's been in the middle of a lot of things. And so, we're about to move in. And so I've been spending the last couple of days just talking about it, the new app, all the way around. New features, new things that are kind of built into it. And so we spent a little more time on that today. I had gone through the channels section yesterday, talked about all the different channels, including the two new channels, the prayers channel and the talks channel. And I've talked about the community section and the new watch section, and how you can video your campfire story and send those in. And it's a beautiful place to scroll and see each other and hear each other's stories, and that can be found in the watch section coming up. The prayer hotline obviously still exists. That's been a centerpiece of our community here for a long time. In the future, we'll continue to grow into some more video components of that as well. With the prayer hotline, hit that hotline button wherever you are in the world. And I will get through it. Looks different. It's styled different. It's built different. But it's definitely still there. The Daily Audio Bible Shop is still there. And I'll be talking about that more on Monday or Tuesday probably. The Daily Audio Bible Shop is obviously still there. And the shop has resources in it for the journey that we are on. And has had resources in it for the journey that we are on for, 20 years. It's a brand new shop though. A brand new Daily Audio Bible Shop is coming with all, like, a brand new store, like a brand new shop, brand new things, brand new everything in the Daily Audio Bible Shop. Daily Audio Bible Shop. All kinds of brand new resources for the journey that we are on. And, we have been working so hard to bring additional resources. But right now we're launching where we are. Brand new Daily Audio Bible Shop for you to peruse. And then the platform itself. So there is the iOS, the Apple app that is available. Just go to the App Store, look for Daily Audio Bible. There is the Android, obviously, app. Then there is the tablet app for both of those. And then there is a web app. So if we're ever having kind of any issues anywhere in the system, we have kind of like a web app built right into the website that is functions and works and is connected exactly like the mobile app and the tablet app. So they all function from the same place, and there will always be a way to get connected here. So I think that's all I'm going to say for today. I'm just trying to bring a little bits and pieces here as we go. And, well, I mean, we'll get there and the switch will get flipped and it'll take, a minute to get all migrated and all over. But eventually we will all be in there and then we can look at all this and play around with all this. And so I'm looking forward to that. That's as far as I'm going to go for today, other than to ask you to continue to pray for us. This is, I mean, biggest risk of the ministry. Like, the biggest bite we have ever, by far, bit off to make a move for this community, to build it deeper and wider and stronger. And so thank you for your prayers. It's been kind of one of those mandates from the very beginning that when we release this, it's got to work. We don't get a second chance on that. It's got to be solid. And so thank you for your prayers as we move through the next couple of days of moving in. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, well, thank you. Thank you humbly, profoundly. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner, or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Rebecca from Michigan is getting to move. I'm praying you're getting the help you need and everything goes smooth. Only a few miles from work instead of over an hour away. What a great blessing that we can celebrate with you today. I know it was hard for you to figure out what to do, but you trusted in God and you made a way through. Also, congrats on getting Employee of the Year. It made me smile and even brought me to tears. Since you're working for God and others see all the hard work you do, God blessed you with that award as you allow God to shine through. Enjoy your new place, and I'm praying God will lead you to a great friend. Thanks for being part of the DAB, and I guess this is the end. This is White as Snow from Tennessee. Congratulations again on your move. Just praying that you'll have a smooth transition and you'll just continue to allow God to guide you. Talk to you later.
Good morning. This is Steve in Northwest Arkansas. It is April 22nd. Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. I pray for Abraham, who prayed this morning for his marriage, his family, his young son. Just pray for them, Lord. Pray that they would find unity and restoration in their relationship. I want to lift up all the men that are hearing this that are in prison. Lord, I pray that you would encourage them. Work in their lives, Lord. And this morning, it's on my heart to pray for all the parents out there that are struggling with relationships with adult children. There's a trend going on these days where kids are putting up borders and severing relationship with parents, Lord. And just want to lift up those parents and those kids and just pray, Lord, that you would work in their lives. Pray for my own family, my own children. Pray for all the dabbers out there. Lord, we're blessed to be in this community, and we just ask your blessing upon it. Be with the launch of the new app, Lord, and we just give you praise today. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth in Delaware calling in, and I may be premature in this, but I just really, God put it on my heart. I wanted to thank Brian and Jill and the great team working on the new DAB app platform that they have been designing and working on for at least 6-7 years and dreaming about probably for 12 or more. So, Lord, we ask you to bless this new platform so that the world will engage with your holy word and your love for them and that they would accept you as their Lord and Savior. As well as that, Lord, we ask you to continue your protection and love and wisdom that you give to Brian and Jill and the DAP team and every listener around the world, Lord. Lord, may your love be accepted through the reading of your holy word, through Brian and Jill's explanations and applications of your holy word. Lord, may you bless this new platform, protect it, and open the hearts of every listener to accept you, Jesus, as their Lord and Savior. As it says in Psalm 19, 2, and then 7, and then 11, it says, day after day pours forth speech, and night after night reveals knowledge. Yes, Lord, that's your holy word. And in verse 7 and 9, the law of the Lord is perfect and flawless, restoring and refreshing of the soul. The statutes of the Lord are reliable, trustworthy, and making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes, and the fear of the Lord is clean and enduring and forever. And lastly, verse 19, verse 11, moreover, by them your servant is warned, reminded, illuminated, and instructed. In keeping them there is great reward. Amen, amen. Thank you, Brian and Jill and team, for all you do for us and bless us. And may God bless us and protect you on this new platform. In Jesus' name we pray.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Si Lat Sung calling from Derby, England. Just want to offer a prayer to Daniel Johnson Jr. Dan, you said something really profound in your prayer request, that you know this is your journey and you know nobody is coming for you and you have to rescue yourself. That is profound as far as I'm concerned. Because they said a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a step. You knowing that you have to get yourself out of that situation is a big, massive step. So I pray that God will be with you every single step of the way in every decision that you're going to make your life better again. I want to pray most especially for the job that you're hunting. I pray one, you will locate one in the mighty name of Jesus. And I know that your mother we want to see you thrive, Dan. So hang in there. Continue to pray. Continue to do what you need to do to keep yourself uplifted. Keep searching. Keep searching. God will provide a job for you, I pray. May God's hands be upon you, Daniel. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, saints. I just want to make a quick reminder of fasting. My family suffers from mental health, some serious, some not so serious. And my two sons were struggling. And when I tell you, I fasted and prayed. Fasted and prayed. Because I had no control, which is where God wants us, because He is in control. So I know we have some trying times. And there are demonic spirits and attacks from principles and spirits of the air. And we have to buckle down as saints. And I just want to be a reminder. We have weapons. We have weapons in our warfare. And fasting, laying it at the Lord's feet and asking Him to do His will, will always get you down the right path and into healing, and to, because God is not a God of chaos. So fasting, my saints, fasting moves God quickly. And you all have a blessed day. This is Ambitious Girl out of Virginia.
Good morning, Brian and Jill, and Daily Audio Bible family. This is Shannon from Texas, and I haven't called in a while. I want to praise and I want to encourage others. So, I was released from prison March 9th, 3 years ago. My relationship with my kids, my sons was on the rocks. I hadn't talked to them since I was incarcerated. And basically, I prayed for that relationship to be restored, and it has been. And I got myself in a good place, and I prayed for I actually prayed on this station, this podcast, for a good woman in my life, and that was delivered within a month. And I just want to encourage everyone to believe and not to give up and to have hope, and especially guys that are incarcerated. And also from Isaac, you know, your trouble with your wife, and I pray for you. I pray for everyone who is calling in and listening. This has done amazing things for my life, being at this campfire with you guys and listening to the prayers and listening to the Bible. It works. It works. I want to be a living testimony to that, and I want to thank everyone, and I want to pray for everyone. In Jesus' name, may we be restored to better quality of life and better for each other. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.